What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. She all down like the Just a Touch of J. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Going over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. And check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. Y'all hear that? This is Just a Touch of J. Hey y'all, what y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life, just doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Oh my gosh, I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby. And why is it that I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, huh? First of all, because God made you that way. Shout out to you, God. He is a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. You already know that, okay? And what is the second reason why I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby? Huh? Come on, y'all already know. Because y'all are out there listening to me, man. And this is Just a Touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. Yes. And there is a third thing that I tell y'all too. No, I have to give a shout out to my haters, the naysayers, the disbelievers, you know, all those type of people. And what is it that I say to these haters, y'all? Come on, say it with me on three. You ready? One, two, three. Hi, haters. Cause y'all need this to work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. Oh my gosh. So look, if you're just coming over to the whole Just a Touch of J experience and you like, wait a minute, hold on, this girl, Jay, you know, why she give a shout out to her haters? Okay, let me explain to you, right? Haters acknowledgement backwards. People don't really hate you. They just don't know how to acknowledge you, right? They got a problem with, you know, spreading love. You know, I tell y'all, spread love is the Brooklyn way, baby. This is Just a Touch of J. So let me put this out there in pieces for you, okay? So what happens is, a lot of times the haters come over when you really shining bright like a diamond. Yeah, doing what it is that you're supposed to do. Like when you out here, you winning. You out here, you doing right in life. You know, a lot of things start happening, a lot of positive things. And the haters start coming around, the naysayers and the disbelievers, because they can't believe it. They're like, wait a minute, what's going on? You know, like, especially if you had like a past before and you're like, you're different than, you know, how you were then compared to how you are now. They want to come over because they want to see them pieces. So you're like this, wait a minute, hold on, is that my boy over there shining on him? Is that my girl over there shining on him? You know, because they're trying to see what's going on with all them pieces, right? And why they do that, right? This is what God's word says he does, right? He says, I'm going to prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. Okay, so look, this is in Psalms 23. So God, what he does, like, just imagine this, okay? Because this is what he does, literally. He's like right in front of you, right, preparing his table. Okay, because he ain't gonna prepare behind you. He wants you to see. He said it's gonna be in front of your enemies and you. So he like right there in front of you. You know, this glorious, magnificent guy, you know, he's doing this for you in the presence of your enemies, right? Then he said, I'm gonna anoint your head with oil, you know. So anything that they do to you, you know, it just slide right off. It don't even bother you. You know what I'm saying, baby? This is Just a Touch of J. Oh my gosh, right? So he anoints your head with oil and your cup overflows. Okay, like blessing after blessing, like things, all these things just start happening. It just overflows the glory. But he does that for you in the presence of your enemies. It's like a table where he just prepares everything, just lays it all out for you so that they can see his glory. right? And what happens is they come on over, they start paying attention because the light is just shining so bright. You know, shine it bright like a diamond. You know what I'm saying? It shine it bright. So they like, oh my gosh, what is that? You know, and what happens is they wind up getting blessed by the message. Whatever message he's using to put it out there in pieces for them. You know, like think about fish, right? You go fishing. You throw the line out there. Whatever bait, you know, that fish likes. You know, it attracts them to it. Okay? This is just a touch of J, baby. Okay? And what happens is they fall for the bait. Right? And they get hooked. Okay? So when they come on over, your haters, your naysayers, your disbelievers, just understand it's because they hooked on whatever bait God put out there for them in pieces, baby. And this is just a touch of jet. All right? I'm just trying to show y'all what's going on. That's what happens. So like I said, when they come over, what you're supposed to say is, hi, haters! Because y'all need this to work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. Like, I've been having all type of people coming over. Yeah, people, look. Oh my gosh, y'all, listen. Guys, girls, people tell me, what's up, sis? I'm like this. Oh my gosh. I said, God's preparing the table for them. Oh my God. They coming over. They trying to see what's going on. Like, you know what? Look, I've been trying to call you. You know, you ain't been answering. I've been hitting you up. I'm getting inboxes and everything, baby. Any of y'all out there going through that? Well, look. If you are going through it and you just need a little something to calm you down, I made a drink for y'all, okay? It's called the Haters Passion Drink. I had to put that plug out there. But look, it's called the Haters Passion Drink, all right? It's on the Just a Touch of J app, blackvibes.com. Just Google it, the Haters Passion Drink, baby. This is Just a Touch of J, all out there on the internet. Fix you that drink. Fix one for your haters. If they stressing you out, it's going to make you feel good. You know, it's called Haters Passion Drink because haters hate with a passion, all right? Now, look, have y'all been going over to My Name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby? Now, look, if you have, you know I've been putting it out there in pieces for you. God been giving me stuff to say and everything. He just been giving me these words and knowledge and, you know, all these positive affirmations. I've been showing y'all, you know, those different things. I showed y'all pictures of my niece. Yeah, my nieces today. Just all type of stuff, baby. Just a touch of J. Check out those pieces. Those pieces also get sent over to my Just a Touch of J Facebook page. So if you ain't on Instagram and you're on Facebook, you know, do that too. The WhatsApp app, you know, look, I'm everywhere for y'all because y'all rocking with me everywhere. And like I said, this is Just a Touch of J, baby. I'm just trying to put it all out there in pieces for you, okay? So let's skate on over to the left, to the left, to the left. So I can shine bright like a diamond, right? And let all this glory out. And let's talk about making love in these kitchen. My gosh, y'all know that's where I do my food thing. And Veronica's Guide to Making Love in the Kitchen, the Cookbook of Love on Facebook. Yeah, I do a little something over there. That's just dedicated to grandma up there. Okay, but this Making Love in these Kitchens where I do my food thing. Now, on the Just a Touch of J app last night, I put out a little something out there. Y'all need to go check that out. I put some food out there. I usually drop it on Wednesdays on Making Love in these Kitchen, but I said, you know what? I'ma just give it to the app this time. So if y'all want to know what it was, you know, some cookies, make sure y'all go over to the Just a Touch of J app. If you don't have it downloaded, you know, check it out. All right. Now we're going to skate on over to the left, to the left, to the left. And we're going to talk about Just a Touch of J's fitness. Right. I told y'all I've been working out. Right. So the spinoff of the Make a Love in Beast Kitchen. I've been making so much of Love in Beast Kitchen that I gained weight. Yes, I gained almost 50 pounds back. I'm so happy, baby. Okay, and I've been working out doing Just a Touch of J's Fitness. Created the fitness program called the 400. All right, it's so dope, it's so thorough, it's so wise. I had injured my shoulder. Oh my gosh, I couldn't hardly move or get up. Like, tore myself up. Don't know how. I think I pulled like a little muscle, but anyway, still was able to do what I had to do. Took like a day off from the upper body, but did the lower body yesterday, and I was out here putting it out there in pieces for myself, okay? Because all these pieces are starting to look real lovely, baby. This is Just a Touch of J. If y'all out there working out, y'all know what it's about when their body start changing. Oh my gosh. Now look, that was just a little bit of Just a Touch of J's fitness. Follow it. If you like, I got pages on Instagram and on Facebook. Just Google Just a Touch of J's Fitness. J-U-S-T A-T-O-U-C-H-O-F underscore a letter J. Yeah, that's what they call me. But fitness, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you check that out and y'all could do what it is that I do, you know. And also, all my link trees up on my bios, you can check out the Just a Touch of J's fitness line too. I got fitness apparel, waist shapers, all that type of stuff. I got the girls line coming.
Oh my gosh, like I am just so excited about this. I cannot wait until it drops. I have been so patient. Even when I was healing, I was working on it. And it was so hard, y'all, trying to work on this. But I just kept going. Okay. I didn't quit. And it's coming along. And oh my gosh, it's going to come to y'all. Y'all going to love it. Okay. Now look, let's talk about, I guess we could talk about just today app real quick. I kind of touched base on that. Doing different things on the app. What I'm doing is I'm combining all my YouTube channels. Okay, I got like 5 of them. Okay, so I try to put them all on one thing so y'all can just get all my content. My food, my fitness, my inspirational stuff, everything. Y'all see my fitness videos, my food videos, you know, so it's all combined. Okay, so that's going to come on the Just a Touch of J app. So that's something that I've been working on. Okay, all right, so watch those pieces. Now, let's talk about the Just a Touch of J podcast. Why y'all got my podcast popping like popcorn, baby? Oh my gosh, it's like my body is popping like popcorn all over. But look, no, seriously. It really is, seriously. But the Just a Touch of J podcast, y'all really got it popping like popcorn. Like the numbers and stuff. I keep talking about this because like podcasting is amazing, right? Sometimes you do real good at podcasting. Sometimes you don't. It just depends, you know? And I do really good with podcasting. But lately, y'all have just got my stuff. It's just constantly like rocking. This is going up and going up and going up. And I just posted it was at 48.1k just on one of the 30 sites, okay? Because I'm just rocking with this one site majorly. I'm doing some things with this this site, with this marketing, okay? So I'm like, okay, so I'm seeing that these numbers are going up and I'm liking it, because I'm like, oh my gosh, they went up even more since then. Like it was like I posted it, then it was like boom, it went crazy, and I was like, oh my gosh. So look, thank you so much. Y'all rocking with me out in Zimbabwe, Madagascar, Japan, London. Oh my gosh, Lagos, Nigeria. Thank you, Africa. All of y'all just everywhere. Oh my gosh, like, just thank you. Like, Vietnam, just you're everywhere. And I just love you. It's being translated in different languages for you guys. And you guys are awesome and amazing. So thank you. All right. Now, look, Just a Touch of J Cannabis Line. Y'all know I got my own papers, my own marijuana papers. Check them out if that's what you need. All you need is Just a Touch of the J. Okay. Touch of the J. Touch of the J. Y'all like it when I do it like that. Yeah, they call All You Need is Just a Touch of the J. And that little skit right there was just from a song that I did. Check it out on the Just a Touch of the J podcast. And you can check it out on this last little piece that I'm about to give y'all on Beat Break Radio. Yeah, Beat Break Radio, 87 FM Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I do the 411 Wire, and I got the Just a Touch of J show on there too. We're doing a little bit of revamping with some things with the Just a Touch of J show. So right now I'm just playing reruns, but... okay, make sure y'all hit me up for the 411 Wire. Make sure y'all check that out, top of the hour. You okay? The hottest entertainment segment out there, because it's Just a Touch of J, baby. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you, okay? So, last week I did a little thing about the hip-hop culture, what's going on in the hip-hop industry with Jay-Z, rapper Nas. Oh my gosh, I got some new stuff coming to y'all too. Oh, wait till y'all get these pieces. I had to get real down and dirty with it and find out some of this information. I got some good information for you guys, okay? So make sure y'all are listening to the next 411 Wire, and it's going to be coming up shortly, all right? Now, this is Just a Touch of J, baby. That was just pieces for you, all right? So y'all ready? Oh, my gosh, I got a story to tell like Biggie. So y'all know that this is Poppin' Podcast Thursdays. Yeah, and I've been coming at y'all with all that wisdom and that knowledge. I've been spitting a dime on y'all. I've been dropping a dime on y'all, literally telling you things about your life, yourself, things about me. And then God dropped the dime on me again. I'm like, you know what, God? Why do you keep having me tell these people all of this wonderful knowledge? I said, because I need you to put it out there in pieces for him, baby. He shot it bright like a dime. I said, okay, God, look. So that's what he wanted me to talk to y'all about, right? Emotions and feelings. Now, I had already got these kind of like this thing about this. These words had already came to me about a week ago. You know, it was all good about a week ago. Okay, it came to me about a week ago. I was like, okay, feelings and emotions. Now, I always got to check myself, because I don't know what to wreck myself. So I said, wait a minute, I've been in my feelings and my emotions. God said, yeah, you be in your feelings and your emotions sometimes. Anybody else out there in their feelings and their emotions sometimes? Like, seriously, like, you just be going through stuff, right? We all go through it. We all get in feelings. We all have these emotions. We all have these thoughts. All of this. Everybody out here, because there is no temptation that's not common to man. Everybody does the same daggone thing, okay? Some of us can deal with it. Some of us can't. Some people might get in depression because of feelings and emotions. Any of y'all out there going through that? Sometimes you get happy because of feelings and emotions. You be like, yes, you know? And then sometimes you be sad, you know? Some of y'all, you getting feelings and emotions, you like, forget that. Ain't nothing about no depression. You know, you had the whole opposite type of thing, you know? But what I want to talk to you about is sometimes, right, these feelings and these emotions, right, they change us the way that we move in life, right? And let me tell you why. Because these feelings and emotions, a lot of times when we go through things, you know, especially if it's hard on us, it's like the crushing. Okay, so look, I'm sitting up here, I'm listening to my man TD Jakes. Shout out to you, TD Jakes, Bishop TD Jakes. I love Bishop. Bishop done wrote over 40-something books. Bishop is doing his thing. And shout out to me, your girl, for signing her co-author book deal. Yes, I'm so proud of myself. It's been a long time coming, y'all. Oh my gosh. I'm just so hype about it. So anyway, TDJ's talking about the crushing. Okay, so let me try to just sum this thing, you know, start this thing up real quick so I can sum it up, all right? Now, look, you paying attention? Listen. Okay, grapes, right? You know, you got to grow grapes. Grapes take a long time to grow, okay? You get the grapes, and then when you want to make wine, you crush them, right? Now, grapes, they don't last long when they grapes. But when you crush them, there's this process that they have to go through. Fermentation, right? It ferments and it sits and it ages and then it goes into wine, right? Wine lasts longer than the grapes, okay? All right, I need y'all to get this now, okay? So sometimes when we're going through stuff in life, it's that crushing, right? That we're going through. And it puts us in our feelings. We got feelings and emotions, you know, because who want to get crushed up? You know, I know I don't want to get crushed up. Any of y'all out there want to get crushed up? I know y'all want to get crushed up. You know, well, look. In the Bible, Paul says it was good that I was afflicted. And I actually... Well, y'all, this is just a touch of Jay. Y'all already know this podcast is about to be popping like popcorn, baby, because I done got interrupted. If y'all been listening to me for the last 4 years, y'all know when I get interrupted and something happens, that it's about to be thorough and wise. So, look, let's get back to it, okay? That was a little distraction. The grapes, right? So, you know that when the grapes are regular grapes, okay, they have to go through this process of fermentation, like I said, all right? And what happens is that they don't last long when they're just regular grapes. They last long when they're fermented and they're turned into wine, when you're making wine, okay? All right, this is just a touch of you, baby. I'm trying to get back to these pieces, okay? So, I asked y'all, any of y'all out there going through that, y'all don't like the crushing part. I don't like the crushing part. The crushing part, like when you got to go through that whole process. Well, I looked up what fermentation means, right? What it means is, and make sure I get this right, right? It's a process that's broken down by heat. Ooh, scandalous, like off a house party, the movie. Oh my gosh. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, you feel like you, like, in your whole fermentation type of thing. Like, you getting, like, crushed in some area in your life. The heat is on. Oh, my gosh. The heat is on. Yeah, like, it's on. You like, I needed to get turned off. I'm tired of going through this. That crushing process. Well, sometimes, right, God uses this process to move us along the way. Right? Because he wants us to be strong. Like wine. He wants us to last like wine. Okay? That's what he wants us to do. He wants all of that to happen. Because when we're grapes, it's not the same thing. You know, when we're grapes, you know, after a while, get old, we don't know how to stand it and all that, the heat and everything. No, he wants us to keep on going and be strong. Okay, this is just such a day, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. So what happens is that, you know, some of us, we don't like it. we don't like this whole thing. We get in our feelings and our emotions and, you know, we get tired of getting crushed. And what happens is we start letting our emotions lead us through the crushing. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, literally, you're emotional. You feel some type of way. And in all of this, right? All of this crushing. Now you in your feelings, right? What happens when you're in your feelings? When you're in your feelings, you can't think straight, right? Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. When you're in your feelings, you know, you blow like the tree. You feel this way, you're happy, you're over here. You feel over here, you're sad, you're over there. God don't want us to be like that. He wants us to be strong in the crushing. So I had to come on here. I had to talk to y'all about feelings. You know, we got a little interrupted. Kind of threw me off a little bit. But I said, you know what? Let me get here and get myself together. Don't you get in your feelings, okay? Because somebody tried to throw you off course. Nah, that ain't nothing but the enemy. You got to keep on going. And that's what I'm telling y'all to do. You got to keep on going, right? Because little things going to come up. They're going to try to crush you through life. Going to try to crush you through life. But you must keep on going, right? Now, I told you sometimes God allows those things to happen. Sometimes he don't want to be doing the crushing. You know, like any parents out there, parents, you know, like, you know, you have to chasten your children, discipline them. You know, sometimes you might have to give them a little spanking or something like that. I don't know about y'all, but look, we was getting beatings back then. Okay. We got out of the line. Them little whoopings got us back in line. This is just a touch of J. Sometimes God got to allow certain things like that to happen. You know, he has to let life beat us down. He has to let things change, you know, so that we'll change. Like the fermentation process, the heat comes up. Well, that's part of the crushing, right? But like I said, you can't let your feelings and emotions mess you up when you're in the crushing process. Paul said it was good that I was afflicted. Like literally, okay, let me give you an example of me, right? I just went through all this stuff with my health, right? Oh my gosh, I swear I'm tired to talk about it. But, you know, just such a baby, I got put out there in pieces, right? That's the current thing that's going on. I'm healing. Healing is a process, right? Sometimes I get up, I'm experiencing the crushing on this day. You know, I might, the crushing the other day was, my histamine was a little high, so my smells was a little up. And I was like, dang, man, I'm tired of going through this crushing. I'm tired of going through this. I want the smells to be down. Because I got to wear like a certain amount of face masks, like 3 sometimes or 2. You know, sometimes I try to wash and the soap is so strong for me still. Any of y'all out there going through that? You just tired of the crushing. I got to keep it pushing. If I get in my feelings and I fall apart, right? They'll change my direction. God doesn't want me to do that. He wants me to keep on going. He wants me to keep on going. It's like if you break your leg, you get surgery, right? To fix the bone. Some days, you might be fine. Other days you might have a little pain, right? If you keep focusing on that, you get in your feelings and your emotions, that part of that crushing, that healing process, because the heat is on, you won't keep going forward. You might not want to go to physical therapy. You might not want to move it. Then it's going to get stuck. You know, you got to keep on going. You got to keep pushing. You got to keep it going. You can't get in your feelings and your emotions about this at all. You can't, okay? Now, see, what happens is, let me tell you why you can't. Because sometimes when you get in your feelings and your emotions, okay, you get used to it, okay? Some of y'all get used to the crushing. You get stuck in it. Let's just say, let's talk about relationships. We always in the just in a love doctor series, baby. This is just a touch of J, right? Relationships, okay? You're in a relationship that's not a good relationship for you, okay? You're getting crushed in it. Seriously, like crushed. I mean, okay, you know what I'm talking about. You're not happy. They're not happy. It's just a crushing, right? Sometimes you think that's okay. You get in another relationship, right? You wonder why it's so fun and so nice because you're used to the crushing. So you might do something like get somebody to try to aggravate your partner, you know, and then if they're not upset with you while you're upset, you think that they don't care because you're used to the crushing. We can't get used to the crushing either. You just have to understand that it's normal, that things happen. Now, why I want you to understand that it's normal and things happen is because when you get used to the crushing or when you think the crushing isn't normal, you run away from it. Oh my gosh, baby, this is just a touch of J. I used to run away from things. Any of y'all out there runners? Oh my gosh, I used to have on my tracksuit. Like, what? Trouble, you coming my way? I'm out of here. No, what? I get in a relationship, I see something ain't working. Skirts, gotta see you later. I don't got no time for this. Because I didn't understand that the crushing was normal. You know, any of y'all out there married, y'all married, and you know, you out there, you know, with the husband and the wife, and you know, the honeymoon stage is over, and y'all like, look, y'all hate each other now, you can't stand each other. It's the process of the crushing. You can't be you anymore. He can't be him anymore. You know, you're like, you were like grapes before when you were single. God is crushing you. He's combining you. He's making a mixture of wine together so that you go together. The heat be on sometimes, but you can't get in your feelings, okay? Let your emotions take over, and you can't run from it either. It's just touchy. I don't know who out there going through this, but somebody out there going through something. God said, I got to talk to you about it, right? Now, what happens is that the enemy, oh gosh, you know, Satan, the devil, they out there, baby. I'm trying to tell you, listen, you want to believe in God, you better believe there's an enemy out there too, baby. Okay, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Okay, that's what we wrestle against. So first of all, you got to understand that he loves that. Oh yeah, he loves you and your feelings and your emotions as a man thinketh in his heart. So is he. Heart, your mind, your thoughts, everything goes together. And that's what comes out of you. And that's when you get in your feelings, right? I tell you all this all the time. One thought that's negative turns into negative thinking, right? Then what do you have? Negative emotions, negative feelings, right? Then you have negative actions. Then you have negative reactions. And then it's repetitious. That's what God always tells us. Make sure you forgive. I talked about that not too long ago. Make sure you practice forgiving over and over and over and over again. Because what will happen is you'll get in your feelings over and over and over and over again. And you'll have these emotions over and over and over and over again. And you got to understand that that's just a part of life. It's part of the crushing. God tells us, right, that if you're going through anything, you got to think on good things. Okay? You have to. You can't think on the bad things because you'll be unstable, right? Any of y'all out there going through that? I was talking to one of my peoples the other day, and she was just like, I said, what you doing? She was like, thinking. I said, get out of your head. Any of y'all out there in your head? That's why God really tells you, you got to think on these things. Good things. Okay? Good things. Good things. Let me tell you what it was. This is what I had sent out this morning to everybody as a text message. Let me get to you, right? Here we go, right? This is what I said to him, Philippians 4:8, right? Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if any of this, all right, these things is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things, right? That's what you got to do. You got to think on those things. You got to trust God in the situation, in the crushing. Because a lot of times he's letting the crushing happen for a reason. Like me. Oh, man, I tell you all the time, it was good that I was afflicted. You might be like, Jay, wait a minute, hold on. You lost like 50 pounds. You couldn't eat for 2 months. You felt like things was crawling on you. You had sharp stabbing, headache pains. What? What are you talking about? But I'm a totally different person. Okay, that crushing changed me into something else. That crushing allowed a lot of people to know that they could get through things. That crushing. Right now, y'all listening to me because of that crushing. You understand what I'm saying? This is just a touch of J, baby. That crushing, you have to know that it's normal. I had to realize that it was normal. I told y'all I used to always run from things. Anything get hard in life? Nope, can't do that. Got to go to something else. And then what happens too with that is that I found myself starting over all the time. Not finishing, having an issue with it. And then it would go from one thing that I didn't finish to another thing that I didn't finish to another thing that I didn't finish. And yeah, now I got like the clothing lines and all those type of things. But look, baby, like I said, this is just a touch of J. That's just pieces for you. It took me a long time to have to do that type of stuff because I would quit when things would get hard because I would get in my feelings. I didn't understand that crushing was normal. That's what I'm trying to talk to y'all about. If any of y'all out there going through something, I need you to understand that those thoughts will control your emotions, right? And it's going to be all about how you feel about yourself and God. Those feelings, those thoughts going to have you feeling some type of way about yourself and God in the situation. And you don't have no time for that. You have no
all the time for that. We got to win out here. It's too many of y'all out here. I can't have my babies out here lost. Remember I used to tell y'all that? Man, y'all got to get this.
Y'all do, man. You have to be more disciplined. You have to, right? You got to. You have to. Be more disciplined in the crushing. So, look, that's all I had to talk to y'all about. Just the crushing. Your feelings and your emotions that come out of that crushing. Like, seriously, are you one of those people that every time things don't go your way, you run from them? Are you one of those people that you do things to people, but you don't confront the situation? You don't say sorry. You don't admit when you're wrong. Are you one of those people that get into your feelings all the time and don't deal with life? It's just from one thing to the next, but you find yourself always dealing with the same thing because you're not dealing with that thing. If you are, it's because you got a problem with the crushing. Yeah, you don't like it. And you're just going to keep going through the same thing over and over and over and over and over again until you get used to understanding that you can't let your feelings and your emotions lead you astray. You can't. You can't. You get nowhere when you do that. You get nowhere. Okay? And like I said, this just touches it, baby. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. That's it. I'm just trying to let you know. If you're going through stuff, you got all this crap going on, think about how you think about yourself and your current situation. I tell y'all thorough and wise, but a lot of y'all really don't think you thorough and wise. Because if you did, you wouldn't be running from stuff. You wouldn't be going through stuff that you're going through. You would be confronting the situation, moving on to the next. No unfinished business. Do you have unfinished business? Like, seriously, stuff that you haven't handled, that you just let go and just moved on to the next thing. That means you got a problem with the crushing. You got a problem with letting your feelings and your emotions lead you to the next thing without handling it. Oh, man, I used to be there. Been there, done that. That was my life. Until I had to realize, wait a minute, hold on. You thorough and you wise. And when you thorough and you wise, you can confront things. When you thorough and you wise, you can handle things. When you thorough and you wise, you don't leave things unhandled. There's no unfinished business. You don't lead with your feelings and your emotions. You lead with what it is, the facts. The facts. Okay? I don't know. God, you tell me it's a relationship. Somebody out there going through something in a relationship. You messed up. You messed up and you let your feelings and your emotions and everything get to you. No, I don't know if it's with your friends or what. Love relationship. I have no idea. I'm just trying to put this thing out there in pieces for you. Your feelings and your emotions are messing you up because you don't understand that it's a crushing process that you have to go through. Okay. Just with life, period. That's the way that it is. Shout out to TD Jakes for the book. Man, it's normal. He talks about how everybody always wants to be you, right? They like, dang on. You know, you see a lot of people on social media right out here. You like, dang on. You know, they life look nice. But you don't know what they went through. So the guy asked him this interview on him. He said, well, tell us some of the stuff you went through, some of your crushes. And he was talking about how his daughter was 13, pregnant, at the height of his career. How he was crying and he was cursing. He went back to yelling and screaming and crying and cursing on repeat. And he was just so upset because how could he let that happen? How could she let that happen? Then the mother, shout out to Sarita, her beautiful self. She was just thinking that too. And then her mother died. And in the process, his mother died. Okay? And in those couple of years when all that was going on, the mom had Alzheimer's, his mother. And he still had to handle his business. He still had to preach. He was getting crushed. And let's not talk about the things, other things he went through when they was repossessing the cars and the lights was cut off and all this other type of stuff. And all people see now is that, oh, this is the Bishop T.D. Jakes. I want a pastor like him. I want to be like him. But they don't understand his crushing. He had to go through all that to make him who he is now. That's why I'm here telling you that you have to understand that the crushing, these feelings and these emotions, these things that you get, that's a normal. You don't run from the situation. What? Oh, my gosh. What? People get on my nerves before this? Well, not before this, but before I learned about the crushing. Maybe about, I'll say about 2 years ago. You know, I would be real quick. Boop. Delete them. Block them. Never dealt with it. Just, I don't got time for this. I don't want to deal with that no more. You know, that wasn't right. That wasn't good. I didn't know how to deal with the crushing. Anytime you do stuff like that and act like you don't care when you really do care, because I really care and I just act like I didn't. I know somebody out there going through this. You don't know how to deal with the crushing. You let your feelings and your emotions, just like I did, just like a lot of us did, just like at TD Jakes did sometime, everybody, we all do it, lead us. So I'm here right now, baby. This is just a touch of jail. I'm telling you, it's normal. Deal with it. Learn how to deal with it. That's when you'll become a better person. That's when you won't go through those crushing moments like you keep going through them. Because God will see. And you'll see, okay, this is normal. You'll step over the obstacle instead of running from it. You'll confront the situation instead of avoiding it. This is just a touch of J. That's when you know you a thorough man. That's when you know you a thorough woman. That's when you know when you're an adult and you have yourself together. Age does not, okay, define anything. And I'm just trying to put that out there in pieces for you. So look, how y'all want me to end this, okay? Because I'm up out of here. I just had to drop a dime on you. Because I'm like, you know, God said, I need you to go in on this one. And I'm like, I don't want to go in on, you know, I don't want to do all that. I hate when he had me coming on here telling y'all stuff. But I got to be obedient. Make sure y'all check out that podcast. Obedience is better than sacrifice. I'm trying to tell you, I just learned that the other day. Oh my gosh, like, oh, I've been being so obedient. Oh my gosh, and God been blessing me. I'm trying to tell y'all, if you don't get nothing, please listen to me, baby. This is just a touch of J. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. That's it. So I'm going to end this one, right? Just like this. I'm going to give y'all my sexy Janet Jackson, Barry White voice, okay? You ready? Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? This is just a touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. Yeah, that's what I do. This is just a touch of J, baby. That's it. Everything else, God, I let God control this whole thing. Got no problem with it at all. None. I ain't going back to how it used to be. This is it right here. Because I know who I am. I don't got no problem with none of that. Okay? And I'm trying to get y'all to understand. And the first thing I'm trying to get y'all to understand is, look. First thing I tell y'all when I'm skating on the body here to the left. So I can shine bright like a diamond is, don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't feeling wise. Please don't. Oh my gosh. Don't. Okay? Please don't let people get you in your feelings and your emotions that you start feeling like you ain't thorough and wise, right? Sometimes just understands a little bit of the question. And when you want a question, please do not make yourself feel like you are not thorough and wise. Because you can do that. You can feel down on yourself. Oh my God, something else happening to me. Oh, I'm going through something else. Look, there's no temptation that's not common to man. I couldn't eat for 2 months. No, I wasn't on no feeding tube. No, wasn't none of that. I couldn't eat. Okay? You could get through anything. All right? You just got to keep on going forward. Don't run from it. You got to fight. All right? Now, look. This is why you got to fight. You can't run from it. Because you got to shine bright like a diamond. You got to shine on them. Because they hate it, baby. Yes, live your best life and do what it is that you do. And shine bright like a diamond. Yes, woo. Shine bright like a diamond. Shout out to you, girl, if you listen to it. Yeah, Rihanna. Shine bright like a diamond. Yeah, you gotta shine bright like a diamond. And you must spread love. Okay, you must. Because this is the Brooklyn way, baby. And this is just a touch of shit. You got to put that out there in pieces for them. Okay? You got to spread love. Because the world needs love. Okay? It needs love. All right? You need the love. It's reciprocity. You give it, you're going to get it back. Trust me. And see, that's another thing. That's why you got to be careful about these emotions and these feelings when you get into this. Right? Because you're going to get back what you put out. Gosh, baby, this is just a touch of shit. So while you out here and you and your feelings and your emotions and you letting the crushing mess you all up. Sometimes you might be messing up other people, messing up other situations. You won't get that back. You can't. That's why I keep coming back around and around and around and around it again. And you're like, daggone, I done did this and then did it again. And I done did this and then did it again. Yeah, because you're not dealing with what you got to deal with because you get your feelings and your emotions. Oh my gosh, let me give you a quick recap, okay? All I need you to do is just watch yourself. Check yourself because you out here wrecking yourself. I've been there, I done did it, I done told y'all what? Tracksuit, okay? Had my tracksuit on like, no. Oh no, that look like that's a little tough for me. I'm going to have to skate on over here because I don't have no time for no toughness and no roughness. It's a part of life, okay? That's it. That's all I'm trying to tell you. Crushings are going to come. Things are going to crush you. Things are going to hurt you. You have to keep going forward. Sometimes it's going to hurt for a long time, over and over and over again. Every time you turn around, it's going to be something. It's just shaping you into that wine. It's like you're the grape that's getting crushed through the heating fermentation process so that you can turn into something that can last long, like a nice aged bottle of wine. Okay? You ever hear? People used to tell me all the time, they'd be like, dang, go on, man. And they still tell me this, okay? But this is just such a day. They're like, you like fine wine. You getting better with age. Trust me, I am. Because I'm enduring the crushing process. And I need y'all to do it too. Please stop running from your problems. Please stop running from one relationship to the next. Please stop blocking people, acting like you don't care. Please stop ignoring people and situations that are going to bring you into the next step of life. Face it. Handle the things that you've done. Okay? Stop leaving dead ends everywhere. Okay? Stop doing that type of stuff. That stuff just gonna keep on following you because you didn't handle it. And understand the crushing. Please understand the crushing. Please. Please don't get in your feelings and your emotions and allow them to change your direction in life. Stop doing it. No, you should be stronger. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You have to be stronger. You have to know who you are and whom you are. You a child of God. You thorough and you wise. Okay, it's just touching it, baby. I'm so sorry, but I had to put that out there in pieces for you, just like that. Okay, now look, I'm up out of here. I love my babies, right? And I'll be back when I got something else to say. Yeah, when I got something else to say. Yeah, when I got something else to say. I'm over here doing my little cha-cha slide and everything. Y'all should see what I'll be over here. Wait until y'all see this whole thing, how I podcast. You're going to be like, oh my gosh, I never seen that like it. Baby, this is just a touch of that, baby. I got to put it all out there in pieces for you. All right, now, let me make sure. Hold on, because I always got to go back. Let me go back through the notes real quick. Let me see. Okay, few people. Okay, you got to control your emotions. Okay, cool. Yeah, I did that. Okay, I told y'all that. Yes, grapes. I told you everything. I have covered those notes. Okay, and we got interrupted. I know y'all got blessed by this, baby. Yeah, this is just a touch of Jay. And I'll be back, man. Make sure y'all listen to the songs that's up next. Okay, if you like the music thing, if not, go into the next, whatever. But you know, I got some old songs coming, some new songs coming. I'm working on a new thing. Like, oh my gosh, I just love telling y'all about the things that are coming and then just dropping them on you out of nowhere. I've been doing it for years. This is just a touch of Jay, baby. I love y'all. Oh my gosh. And like I said, right? For the last time, right? I love my babies, and I'll be back when I got something else to say. Make sure y'all are really paying attention to what I told you, man. Don't let your feelings and your emotions, yo, change your direction. Man, I've been there and I've done it, and man, it don't get you nowhere. It don't. It just really shows how thorough and wise you think you not. Like, for real. Like, seriously. It really does. You could paint a picture. Yo, but when you can't handle situations, you run from them, you don't deal with them, and all that type of stuff, and you let your feelings and your emotions change everything, it says a lot about you. All right? I love y'all. I'll be back when I got something else to say. Y'all hear that? This is just a touch of your baby coming at you, putting it all out there in peace. I just had to drop a bomb on my flex. Oh my gosh, just that work, baby. And baby, you know you.
Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, making love in V's kitchen. Y'all hear that? Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
You better download that Just a Touch of J app. Hey y'all, what's up? How y'all out there doing? Oh my gosh, I know y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life, just doing what it is that you do. Being so sexy, so thrilling, so wise. Well, listen, look, right? I'm coming back to y'all with the song of the week, all right? And this one right here, this whole remix goes out to my man's Biggie Smalls. Yeah, the Notorious B.I.G. And make sure y'all listening to the 411 Wire this week, right? The hottest entertainment segment in the A. Because I got some pieces for you. I told y'all, man. I got a story to tell like Biggie. Make sure you listen to the song, man. I love y'all. Love my babies, all right? It's something next.
Hey y'all, yeah. This is Just a Touch of Jay, and this I'm coming at you getting ready to put it all out there in pieces.
All the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing.
Y'all hear that?
All the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from, that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah.
And all the niggas in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby.
Y'all hear that?
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? The ha, you never thought that hip hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Piece of raw D, Brucey B, Kid Capri. Funk, Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Schemes. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga.
Wait a minute, y'all. This is just a touch of Jay. Y'all like that? Now look, man. Y'all know what I'm doing again? The song of the week. And I gotta give it to my man's Biggie Smalls. Check out Machine Gun Funk. Oh my God. I live better fuck. Yeah, I die better fuck. I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, baby.
So you wanna be hardcore with your hat to the back. Talking about the gaps in your raps. But I can't feel that hardcore appeal that you're screaming. Maybe I'm dreaming. This ain't Christopher Williams. Still some empty. Got the feel one. Cats, I got the feel some. To let you know that if you're with big and heavy, I get up in that like a wedgie. Says who? Says me, the miracle. Saying Biggie off the street, it's a miracle. Left the drugs alone, took the thugs along with me. Just for that is shifty. Sticks and stones break bones, but they can kill you quicker. Especially when I'm drunk off the liquor. Smoking up by the boxes, packing it's natural to eat your like
smokers. I just had to drop a bomb on him like flex. Is that work, baby?
Is that work,
you know you're fine, right? This is just a touch of Jay, baby. You know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you.
You like that?
Here's another one.
O-V-O-U-C-H _ letter J. Yes, this shit comes with it coming.
And another one.
Wait a minute, y'all. I got another one. This is just a touch of Jay. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Make sure y'all go to My Name Is O-N-I-76 on Instagram, baby. And definitely make sure you download the Just a Touch of Jay app. Oh my gosh, y'all gotta make sure y'all follow me at Making Love and Beats Kitchen, baby. On Instagram, that's where I do my food thing. This is just a touch of it, baby. Y'all know I gotta put that out there in pieces for you, right? Don't forget to check out the Just a Touch of J Cannabis line, right? The Just a Touch of J podcast, Just a Touch of J's fitness, and make sure you Google Just a Touch of J man. Check out the online store called This Is Just a Touch of J.com. Cause this is just a touch of J, baby. I love my babies, right? I gotta put this out there in pieces for you. Jay. T-O-U-C-H. Yeah. _ letter J. That's what they call it. And I can't forget, man. Make sure y'all check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. All right? Atlanta's hottest entertainment segment called the 411 Wire and the Just a Touch of J radio show. And for the last time, y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, right? I love y'all.
You like it when I do it like that.
And y'all know I'm just trying to put it all out there in pieces for you, baby. Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on 1 second. This is just a touch of J. Y'all remember them songs? Listen, I got another one for you, so stay tuned, right? Because all he needs is just a touch of J. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out. My baby like pieces it when I do it like that. All he needs is just a touch of check.
Pieces for you. Pieces for
you. Cause y'all know I'm thrilling wise, right?
All you need is just a touch of check.
Ladies, y'all hear that?
Pieces for you.
I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit. Shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right? What's up, y'all?
This is just a touch of the J.
Oh my gosh. Y'all hear that? Come on now.
J.
Underscore letter J.